If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true of which he spoke to you, say, let's follow other God. Let's serve him. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken falsely against the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. To drive to him or listen to him. Your eyes shall not pity him, nor shall you spare or conceal him. Instead, you shall most certainly kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward you shall stone him to death because he has attempted to drive you away from the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
All Israel will hear about it and be afraid and will not do such a wicked thing among you again. If you hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God is giving you to live in, anyone saying that some worthless men have gone out from among you and have seduced the inhabitants of their city, saying,
Let's go and serve other gods whom you have not known. Then you shall investigate, search out and inquire thoroughly. And if it is true and the matter is certain that this abomination has been committed among you, you shall most certainly strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroy it and all who are in it, and its cattle with the edge of the sword. Then you shall gather all its plunder into the middle of its public square and burn the city. And all its plunder with fire as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. And it shall be a ruin forever. It shall never be rebuilt. Nothing.